T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mr. Kraft, how's everything going?
Bob, please.
How's everything going?
Bob, what about Tom?
Tom can stay in New England. Are we going to keep Tom in New England, Bob? All right, Bob, take care, man.
TMZ asking all the tough questions, man. All the tough questions. 617-779-7937. My name is Mark James. That's Mark with a C, James. Getting a lot of text in here. Mark, my favorite candy bar was the Marathon bar in the 70s as a kid. It's totally gone, or is it? Living in London in 08, I found something they call the Curly Whirly that is a dead ringer and you can get in various stores in Boston that import Irish and British candy bars like some convenience stores in Brighton. You can buy them online. Best find ever. Matt in Wakefield. Greetings, oh great one. Yes, my go-to guilty pleasure was Jolt Cola. That was in a glass bottle. Painted art charger bolt. That's Matt with one T, and I have a son, Mark, with a C. Very nice.
You should drink Coca-Cola for a living? I mean, that's poison for kids.
Hey, Tom. Hey, listen. Not everybody drinks has avocado ice cream. Fluff Marshmallow. Do they not carry Fluff Marshmallow anymore?
No, they got to have Fluff. Peanut butter and Fluff.
Right. Also, my recently Four Loko before the change over ingredients. Yeah, I hate when they do that. Mark After Dark is a real deal sports talk radio. You definitely got me listening nightly. Keep up the good work. You definitely made me think back to my childhood with Heyer's Root Beer reference. Oh, God. Heyer's Root Beer, greatest root beer ever. Orange Julius says it was a favorite as a kid, too. They still have Orange Julius's. You got to find them. They have Orange Julius's. They're usually connected to a Dairy Queen, but they still exist. You got to find them. I think there's one in Auburn Mall, if I'm not mistaken, because I had to stop there one time and get gas. I was out of gas, and I'm like, let me run in here real quick. I need to use the ATM, and I saw an Orange Julius, and they have one there. So Welch's Grape Soda is back in my life. I'm a happy camper. Life is good. 617-779-7937. Do you think, number one, who needs each other more? Does Brady need the Patriots? The Patriots need Brady? Eli Manning is retiring. When you think of Eli Manning, does the first thing that comes to your mind as a Hall of Famer? I say, as to quote the late, great Whitney Houston, hell to the no. Absolutely not. No way. Rich Eisen, can we play this one too, Joe? Rich Eisen wants to know who the hell didn't vote for Derek Jeter. Is that true?
Derek Jeter got in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Do you know who's the one guy? Who the hell is the one guy? I need that guy or lady to present themselves right now for that vote. I don't know.
Really? Yeah, Mahomes was angry about it too. Everybody's kind of up in arms. Does it delegitimize the Hall of Fame?
Oh, no. Doesn't. Jeter's the greatest. I just want to find that one person. They have to explain themselves. They got a lot of time.
Okay. Yeah. They call him out. Do you have a message for him? He's probably watching.
Oh, I like that. By the way, that's very good on your part. Whoever you are, whoever does not think Derek Jeter is Hall of Fame worthy, you've got to check yourself because you have a screw loose.
All right. Well, the Hall of Fame already illegitimized itself and invalidated itself when they let Harold Baines in last year and Larry Walker in this year. Okay? So who gives a crap on the one person who didn't vote for Jeter? Who cares? I don't care, and like neither should anybody else. Let it go. Let it go. It doesn't matter. Oh, what was that? Don't ever play that again. Ow, that hurt.
You okay in there?
Yeah, that hurt my ear. Don't play that again, please. Who cares? Rich Eisen, you should worry more what happened to your hairline over the last 15, 20 years. Like, literally, that should be... thank you. I'll be here all week. Try the veal. Honestly, what the hell happened to your hairline, bro? I worked with you at ESPN. You actually had hair back then. You used to host SportsCenter with Stuart Scott.
It's called age. It catches up to you pretty quickly.
Hey, I'm in my early 40s, Joe. Hey, and listen, you know, like, I keep it high and tight, but I got a thick head of hair like yours, bro.
I know. Hopefully we got it for a while.
Well, you'll have it. You're good. I can tell you come from a, you got good stock. You're going to be fine. You won't be Rich Eisen or Scott Van Pelt at the age of 35. You won't be that. 617-779-7937. Who needs each other more? Do the Patriots need Tom Brady? Does Tom Brady need the Patriots? Or is it the same? Let's go to, and if you ever tried Welch's Grape Soda, just share your thoughts on how great that is that you've actually drank the elixir of life, Welch's Grape Soda. Somebody texted in the Reggie Candy Bar after Reggie Jackson. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Orange Julius at DQ in Worcester and Spencer. Someone also said there's an Orange Julius in Chicopee. So Orange Julius, oh, God, Hires Root Beer, Welch's Grape Soda's out there. I'm not going to tell you people where it is because you'll go and buy it. I had to do the research, and I found it, and I went and bought a bunch of them. So I got them now, and my refrigerator is stocked full with them, and I love it. 617-779-7937. David's in Connecticut. What's up, David?
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks. I'm a transient. I'm in Connecticut 12 years from New York originally. And I was just hearing, I wasn't even going to call in. I was like, what's the chance of me getting on? But about Eli Manning, like, you're a professional. You've been around sports probably since you're a little kid, right? How could you really say with a straight face that Eli Manning is in Hall of Fame? And he may be the worst of the best, but look at his stats, top 10 and everything. Beat the Patriots on an undefeated season. The guy led the team to crush the Patriots. How could you actually say that he's no way? He's
not no, I didn't it. Say no he's way. I just said that like he has the exact same pretty much statistics as Jim Plunkett. And they were both 500 quarterbacks who won two Super Bowls, but Jim Plunkett's not in. So if you're going to let Eli in, which fine, if you want to do that, fine, but you got to let Jim Plunkett in like before Eli's eligible. That's all I said. If you let Jim Plunkett in, then Eli can get in.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's but, all. Yeah, I don't have a problem with Eli. I mean, like I'm good. He's all good.
It would be a sloppy slide into the Hall of Fame.
I'm sorry, it cut out. What did you say?
It would be a sloppy slide into the Hall of Fame, but it'd be hard to keep him out.
Sure, and David, you can never underestimate the fact, same thing with Jeter, even though Jeter was definitely a first ballot Hall of Famer, when you do it in New York City, it's bigger. It's like if Derek Jeter played his entire 20-year career with the Royals, do you think that he would have been a first ballot Hall of Famer? Maybe, but when you do it with the Yankees, it's like it means that much more because you're doing it for the Yankees.
And let me ask you this: I mean, is that valid to say that if it's borderline, that the fact that they actually won the Super Bowl the year the Patriots were undefeated—that's
huge.
I mean,
huge.
I still can't believe that. Yeah, I'm a huge Pats fan now.
You're a what?
I'm a Pats fan now.
Okay, well I mean, that's that when you and they beat them twice, and to prove the first one wasn't a fluke.
I can't believe they beat them twice.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
You know, so that is huge. No doubt about it. 617-779-7937. I'm just, you know, like the Derek Jeter thing. Derek Jeter doesn't even care who's the one person who didn't vote him in. He got in. Doesn't matter. 75% or 100% or somewhere in between, you get in. That's all that matters. It was like, who's the one person? I don't know. Who cares? Let it go. Get a life. Go download porn. Do something. Mike's up next in Cali. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Atlanta. How are you doing, Mark?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, I think I totally respect you for how your knowledge of sports. Sometimes you can irritate me, but that's life. I think these people need to get a life.
Especially the guy from the 508.
Yes.
The guy from the 508 who texted 17 times in 1 minute. It's like, dude, honestly, like, you know who he is? That guy's Robin Williams in 1 hour photo. You know what I mean? He's he's that, like, he's that really scary stalker that, like, you know what I mean? That it's like, dude, seriously, like, just take it easy. If what I say really compels you to text 17 times in a minute, you need to, like, literally, like I said, get a shrink and then a hooker, or vice versa.
Yes. Now, I'm going to change your life on this one, because I totally are like brothers when you gave me the Welch's grape juice, but you're probably too young to remember.
No, Welch's grape soda, but I love Welch's grape juice.
Yeah, but listen to this. Yeah. Okay, Welch's grape soda used to have a can that's not the all-purple can, and they had real Welch's grape juice in carbonation. And then they went, because it was cheaper, to the artificial one. My go-to drink, this will change your life, I'm telling you, Mark. You get Canada Dry ginger ale. You do about one part Canada Dry, and you get the Welch's 100% Concord grape juice. You can use imitations. I always like go with the Welch's. You do about one part to one part. I like, you can, you know, mix it to your taste. It will blow you away. It'll be better than that artificial Welch's you're drinking now. But the old Welch's grape soda had real grape juice in it.
Yo, I know that. I know that. Listen, I talked to them and they said that it's the same. They have not changed the formula whatsoever. It tastes the same to me.
Okay, you do this for me. I'm telling you, you go Canada Dry and you do the real stuff, and you tell me it tastes. I said, look on that can. Doesn't they say artificial flavor in there, right? I will.
I don't have one in front of me, but I will look that up, Mike, and I'll let you know.
All right. This is important stuff. Now, my other one on Chunk, just real quick. I remember I called on this Saturday, and you were with Hart. I loved your show on Saturday, and I got all heated saying, like, I don't care about Chunk doing some cocaine. You guys were kind of like, this guy's kind of scary calling from California. I'm sure you don't remember it.
Yeah, I do now. Yes.
No way. And it was like, this guy. And I didn't put my thoughts into that clearly, but I was just like, yeah, I don't care about it. But now,
here's the one thing that I don't care about. Like, Jo'Wan Williams got arrested. He got stopped. There's some drugs. There's some drug paraphernalia in Tennessee today. The Patriots' second-round pick this year. My thing is, like, what I want to know what the drugs are. If it's marijuana, then to me this is a non-story. Like, if it's marijuana, if it was crystal meth or black tar heroin, then we have a major issue, or cocaine. Then it's but if it's marijuana, come on, give me something new. Give me something that, like, really, really matters.
I would agree, but on the Chung thing, remember what a big story that was. But now they've come out.
That was huge.
Now they said too. Like, we're not going to really charge. It's like, was it a big story, guys? Because now I don't get the big apologies to him or whatever reason it was.
Mike, that's the world we live in, man. When it comes to a breaking story and clickbait and people that can benefit off someone's misery, everybody's there. When the retraction, when the story of, like, we had a mayor here in Boston, mayor of Somerville, Joe Curtatone, who was suing Barstool Sports and former EI host Kirk Minahan. That lawsuit got dismissed because it was a joke. It was frivolous. Do you think, you wouldn't even have known it was dismissed if I didn't even probably mention on the air. Do you think but as soon as he sued them, it was Fox Sports, ABC, ESPN, all the local TV stations here. Everyone wants, pounce. But you know what I mean? Like, that's the world we live in. It's a clickbait society.
Yeah. Actually, I was curious. Hopefully Minahan's doing okay. That guy can get people more irritated than you, Mark, I think.
He's great at what he does. He's good. Mike, I appreciate the phone call. Listen, don't even come at me on the text line. Fanta grape? Fanta is garbage. You know what Fanta is to Welch's grape? Fanta is like Hunt's ketchup to Heinz ketchup. And Heinz ketchup would be Welch's grape soda. Fanta is trash. Fanta grape, Fanta orange. You couldn't pay me to drink that crap, ever. Someone else said, how about Mars Almond Bar? Yes, I remember those. Welch's had a strawberry soda as well. That was pretty good. Yeah, I do remember that as well. So that's the number to get in, 617-779-7937. I talked about Tom Brady in terms of need. What's the need? And why has nobody really considered the one thing that I don't think one of us want to come to this realization, as harsh as it may be? What if Tom Brady just doesn't want to be here anymore in New England? Do you ever think about that for one second? Think about the fan base, and you think, and why would he not want to be here? He's been here 20 years. It's like, you know, yeah, we think, you know, he should want to be here. And if we were him, we would want to still be here. Sure. What if he wants to change? As abnormally irregular as this would be at this stage in his career at 43 years old in August, maybe he just wants to go somewhere. Maybe he wants to play for his buddy Mike Vrabel in Tennessee and to know that he's got talent there that can surrounding him. Derrick Henry is a free agent, but more than like, I'm sure that they're going to lock him up. A.J. Brown, Adam Humphries, Jonnu Smith, Corey Davis. They've got some talent there in Tennessee. But I'm just saying that everywhere, when it comes to leverage, Brady's holding all the cards, folks. He does, and that's the thing that's scary. The scariest part of him not being here is what if he doesn't want to be here? And moreover, do you think he wants to come back and play with a lack of weapons like he did this year again? No running game, no tight end, no left tackle. Right tackle had a bad year. Right guard had a worse year. An aging receiver who's not a number one and nobody else around him. Do you think he really wants to come back to that? I don't. So there's that as well. 617-779-7937. Also, speaking of Hall of Fame votes, interesting note by a baseball expert on Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds' chances of getting in to the Hall of Fame. We'll get to that as well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm just sitting, and here I'll stay. Got my highs, it's tasting real great. No other taste is quite the same. Listen. Sitting on the dock of the bay, sipping Heinz.
Wow, good stuff, Joe Cortez. Heinz root beer, old school indeed. A lot of people are texting in. Jones grape soda, Stewart. Stewart's still around. Stewart's all right. Not great. Not better than Welch's grape soda. For cereal, I remember the cereal in the late 80s, early 90s, called S'mores Crunch. And they actually tried to do a petition online to bring it back. If you ever remember, it was the greatest cereal ever. So it was like the Golden Grahams, but on, you know, one side it had like a chocolate, and the other side was just the Graham, and then it had marshmallows. Google S'mores Crunch cereal, and you'll see what comes up. And you'll be like, oh my God, I remember that. Oh, it was the best. And I always wonder, I'm like, why did they get rid of things that are great like that? S'mores Crunch, there it is. Oh, it says you can still, wait, this can't be right. This can't be right. What? Oh, Magnet. It says you could still buy it, $5.95 on eBay. I'm like, I'm buying like 20 of them. Oh no, it's a Magnet. Like, oh, I don't want the Magnet. I want to eat it. I don't want to, you know, look at it. I don't want it to remind me. 617-779-79. S'mores Crunch, man. Greatest cereal of all time. I don't know why Kellogg's or General Mills, I guess it was. General Mills stopped making it. But General Mills, shame on you for doing that. A lot of people are chiming in. to about Clemens and Bonds. Let's hear Buster Olney, what he had to say about the potential of Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds getting in the Hall of Fame, bearing in mind that this was their eighth year on the ballot with only two more to go.
We know that there are people in the Hall of Fame who've used performance-enhancing drugs. And I really feel like what happened with Bonds and Clemens is that they're basically being held to account for the sins of their entire generation. There were thousands of players, major leaguers, minor leaguers, who used performance-enhancing drugs at that time. And these two have sort of been plucked out of the pack and held out. And the fact that their numbers are not moving tells you that there's no indication that in the next 2 years they're going to reach 75% from where they are now, you know, 60, 61% to where they need to get to. That is a Mount Everest of sentiment to overcome, and I don't think they'll do it.
Wow. You know what? I love it. I love it. You know why I love it? Because Clemens and Bonds, in my opinion, were Hall of Famers before they ever took any performance-enhancing drugs. But here's why I love it. I love it because they did it, and I don't blame them. You did it to make millions and millions of dollars and to stay in the game and to keep playing this kid's game into your late 30s, early 40s. So I don't blame them. But now comes your penance, and you have to pay for your sins. And those sins are you not being in the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. So I love it. I absolutely love it. I don't want Clemens or Bonds getting in. I hope over the course of the next couple years that this committee doesn't give them an uptick in voting that gets them in. I hope they set a precedent and keep them out. I love it. Sorry. I'm sorry, but that's the way it should be. Harold is up next in Hanover. What's up, Harold?
Hi there. Hey, by the way, I have to make sure you're not a robot. Can you check out that little box, please, which says, I am not a robot?
I am not a robot. No, I'm not.
And can you look at the pictures? There's 12 pictures up there. How many of them have a car in the picture?
Oh, Harold, I don't think a lot of people are getting this game. But what do you want to say?
Yeah. If you haven't been online much, that's what you get.
No, I have. Usually, you know what it is, Harold? When you want to check the balance of your gift card, they do that crap. Like, how many in these pictures, like, click the pictures with traffic lights or crosswalks.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I know. I know. Exactly.
And I always get them wrong because somehow there's a little tiny light in some bushes. I don't know what, how they do it, but or yep. Some dog walking around with a light. But anyway, I had a few bunch of things to add to your list, most of which I forgot, but I'll just give you what I've remembered. Do you remember the thing called a dreamsicle? It was like a creamsicle, but it was raspberry rather than orange.
No, I don't.
And I don't think I haven't made it in a long time.
No kidding.
It was always my favorite one when the ice cream bell started to ring. Bing, bing, bing. Dreamsicle. Another thing that was really good, but you can still get it, actually, if you pay double price. Pepsi and Coke with real sugar, not the corn syrup.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm well aware. You know what I just found out right now? This is a true story. Like, I can't believe I'm seeing this. On foodservicedirect.com, you ready for this, ladies and gentlemen? You can buy Heyer's root beer in a 12-pack for $16.95. Not $60, but, that's what it says here. It says that you can buy Heyer's root beer $16.95 a case.
Wow.
So I'm gonna be buying some of this stuff. I'm like in shock. I cannot believe if this will arrive. But foodservicedirect.com, like, wow. Taking me back to my childhood, man. Heyer's root beer, seriously? I don't believe it. I'm almost like, I'm actually going to try to do this, like, when we go to commercial break. I want to see if I can order this, and then if it can come to my house. But it says that it looks legit, too. Like, it's got the 12-pack with, like, even, like, the kind, like, you would buy from a store and everything. Are you seeing this, Joe? Foodservicedirect.com, Heyer's Root Beer. Check it out. It looks legit. I don't know. And maybe it's just one of those hard to find things that nobody would ever see. But, man, this is great. Oh, and I will definitely not forget. The text line said, don't forget Ramblin' Root Beer 2, Hires' big competitor. Ramblin', I'm telling you, like as much as I love Hires, Ramblin' was the greatest root beer of all time. Hires lasted longer, but Ramblin' was the, oh, that was the best. There was nothing better. Nintendo cereal. Two cereals in one box. One was Zelda flavored and the other was Super Mario's. They're both good. Zelda was my favorite. I do remember that. I didn't have any, but I remember that. But yeah, there was also, but prior to Kellogg's going to Honey Smacks, they called them Sugar Smacks. And they realized like that's kind of, as we got into the 2000s, wasn't the good. So they changed it to Honey Smacks. Still loaded with sugar. But do you see that Hires root beer there?
Oh, yeah, I'm checking it out right now.
$16.95 a case? Like, I'm in shock that that's actual, like, it says it's ready to ship within 3 days.
I wonder if there's expiration dates on these.
Yeah, but, like, that looks pretty new, though. They didn't have those type of 12-packs back in the day, Joe. Like, those 12-packs did not exist, but I see what you're saying. No, they can't be.
Like, you get it, and it's, like, expired in 1999.
Yeah, right, exactly. No, that wouldn't be good. That would be awful. Oh, old school everything. I just, like, honestly, that's why when people talk about gluten-free, and I'm like, dude, you people have no idea how to live. Who cares about gluten-free? I could care less. I know so you can't do it because it you know, but I'm like, no. I'm like, I want, give me the sugar, give me the soda, give me the gluten. I want it all. I want it all. I want all the bad stuff. I grew up on this stuff. That's another thing I used to get when I was young. Fruit roll-ups. They still carry them in the strawberry kind. You can still buy them. Those are still great. No, Food Service Direct, man. It says it looks like it's cheap. They said they carry it at Walmart, too, but Walmart, they want to charge you $34.10. I'm going to go with the one that's $16.95 instead for half the price. I don't think I'm going to pay $34.10 for a 12-pack of root beer. But Walmart apparently carries Hires. Yeah. It says delivery by Monday, January 27th. The original 12-count Hires root beer, $34.10. Now, I'm going to pass on that one. That's a little expensive. Like, dude, there better be something else. You know what I'm talking about? If I'm paying $34 for a 12-pack of soda, there better be something else in there that's going to make it my worthwhile. If you know what I mean.
Oh, the old school stuff.
Yeah, like
old sugar.
Yeah, yeah. All right, 617-779-7937. We'll continue. The Patriots, Antonio Brown is in huge trouble. Major trouble. Even worse than he was more than 2 days ago. We'll get to that and your phone calls. Don't go anywhere.
All right, there's three or four reasons why I think he's staying in New England. Number one, if Tom Brady left the Patriots, it would be a $13.5 million cap hit. You think Belichick's going to want to incur an almost $14 million cap hit for a guy not on his team? Number two is, they don't have a succession plan. I mean, again, if they had Jimmy Garoppolo in the backyard throwing the football, I'd buy it. They don't. Number three is, I don't think there's a massive market. The position is changing. It's getting more mobile. It's getting more athletic. There's not a lot of good offensive lines. Tom's a liability if you don't have a great O-line.
That was Colin Cowherd talking about Tom Brady. And, you know, the more this thing plays out, and it's going to keep playing out, folks. And if you're sick of it, well, get ready because it's going to go on for another 2 months plus. Okay. There's no doubt this thing it's not going away. I can tell you that much right now, plain and simple. It's not going away at all. So get ready because for me, this is everything. I mean, this is the biggest thing in Boston sports history in terms of, you know, like exactly what is going to happen in terms of how the Patriots are going to deal with their future. It's exactly what's going to happen. So all I know is this. If you're Brady, you just sit back and let other team. Now, I'm not saying there's going to be a huge market for a soon-to-be 43-year-old quarterback. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is that there's nothing whatsoever that this team can do that doesn't have Tom Brady coming back, okay? He has to come back here, because if he doesn't, you're playing in front of a half-empty stadium next year going 6-10. And then the dynasty's really over. Now you have a chance to create sort of a transition into what's coming up next. But you take Brady away and you don't have anything better to answer other than Andy Dalton, Marcus Mariota, or Nick Foles if Jacksonville cuts him. I mean, is that really what you want to go into the 2020 season with, a new decade? Because then you really symbolize and signify the end of an era. 617-779-7937 is the number to get in. Don't forget, Midnight Express next hour. I think we do this on a way back Wednesday going into a throwback Thursday. Give me all your old school stuff. Did you look up S'mores Crunch too? Did you look that up? Do you remember? Does anybody out there remember S'mores Crunch cereal? I remember coming home and having either Welch's Grape to drink with S'mores Crunch cereal, or Sunkiss Orange or Orange Crush to drink with S'mores Crunch cereal. Like, that was the combo.
S'mores Crunch.
Yes. Yes. That was awesome, dude. A guy just texted in, all this nostalgia makes me want to put on my members only jacket and Z Cavaricci's. I'm with you on the members only jacket. Wow, that's great. They still have s'mores cereal at supermarkets, but it's not the giant bags, not the regular boxes. It's Malta meal brand, and it's $5 for a huge bag. I get it all the time. It's awesome. Yeah, I don't know. Not the same for me. I want the real thing. I want the real thing, baby. I am, by the way, Hires is available. It is available on Walmart and this other place. Like, you can order Hires root beer. So I'm going to check that out. I'm going to, you know, partake in it. You have to buy two cases. So each case is $16. So that's why the Walmart thing said it was $30-something dollars. Each case is at least $16 plus tax. But I'm going to do it, and I'm going to let you guys know how it is. I can't believe they still make this stuff. That's awesome. Let's go to Rich, who's up next in North Providence. What's up, Rich?
How you doing, Mark? With a C.
What's up, Rich? How you doing, bro?
All right. Thank you. Before I ask about the Super Bowl, I have to ask you about the Packers in terms of their defensive coordinator. Do you think he should be fired?
No, they retained him.
They retained him?
They retained Mike Pettine. I saw that today. I couldn't believe it.
What a stupid move.
I know. And I don't like him anyway, but they retained him, Rich.
What a stupid move.
Right. I agree with you. Total stupid move, isn't it?
Wow. I'm shaking my head.
I know. It's ridiculous. Like, you gave up. Okay, so let's go here and do the math, because I want to look at Green Bay this year. So they gave up close to 80 points in two games to the San Francisco 49ers. And why would you retain this guy? Why? I don't get it. I have no idea. But in two games this year, they gave up nearly 80 freaking points, which is...
I'm not that impressed with him at all.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, Rich, listen, man, why don't you hang in there, Rich? We're up against it. We got to do a EAS test. So I will get back to all your phone calls, be a quick timeout, and then I'll get to everybody. I want to give everybody enough time. Midnight Express coming up. Old school cereal, old school candy, old school soda. Welch's Grape Soda is back in my life. Don't go anywhere. Midnight Express, WEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.